You became disenchanted with your Valentinos. But once informed of me, you searched. Now that you have come, I welcome you to cast aside your fear and shame. For I am he, the love master, the viceroy of joy, prince of pleasure, jealous Othello, the wise Solomon, or any name you should select from the repertoire of love. Did you think I would look different? Indeed, a glittering jewel-studded crown, a velvet fez, a mystic turban placed aesthetically upon my head. Did you think I would have a robe embroidered with fine threads of gold, a wizard's wand, a black-face ring, or a hocus-pocus stare? I do not have costly diamond rings on my smoke-stained, calloused hands, or earrings dangling from my ears as with gypsy vagabonds. If upon another walk of life, had you met me going my way, would you have passed without a word, thinking you had passed a beggar? There's quandary flickering in your eyes, revealing that you have courted lies, pretending that in my hands I hold the keys to fit and try the Gordian locks of your restless, tortured soul. You wonder what my methods are. Your mind is taxed with questions. The tales you've read in cryptic tomes are receding into doubt. I do not have ingenious contraptions, sacred seals, artificial devices. Reading the stars, the bones, your palms does not enter into my craft. LSD, peyote roots, cocaine, marijuana, opiates, and whiskey blends are skeletons of dreams. Fetish charms, crystal balls, pornographic photos are crutches and mere substitutes of those who claim to know. I do not offer miracle drugs, mojo bags, jungle herbs. Aphrodisiacs are shams of charlatans and profiteers. Voodoo and witchcraft are Tyro's methods. Sessions in therapy, the analyst way. Ritual, prayer, religious cane, abstract theories, the scientist wise. I can revive and preserve your flesh with sincere warmth and natural truth. And I will chase white frigidity from the basement of your soul. I will flog the mongrel of inhibition, drive it from the closets of your house, scatter it along your boulevards. I will destroy your fear of life, your fear of man, your crippling fear of self. Take off your wig, lipstick, and mascara. They are useless wares, obstructing the truth of self. Take off your mini pretense. There are silk screens and shields erected to restrict your journey. Enter with me into my most private chamber, where red, yellow, blue lights glow kaleidoscopically among burning frankincense and myrrh. And I will tranquilize your pulsations with poetry written for such an occasion. We'll listen to the music of Bach and Beethoven, Albert Eiler, Coltrane, Nina Simone, B.B. King, and it will complement the rhythmic rapture of our purpose and our awareness. And then my beautiful, 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 beautiful universal woman, you'll indeed be my queen, and I will become your totality.